Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Tuesday and another edition of the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. Tonight on the program, we have Holly Bush. And I won't lie, this is one of those people, every time I talk to you, I feel like I just want to pull up, have a cup of coffee, hang out forever. Like, the show is just not long enough for the conversation that I want to have.
I don't think we can get through it all in 15 minutes, Renee.
No.
I just don't.
It's not fair.
Nope.
How are you? I mean, I asked you that in the pre-show, but now you have to pretend I didn't say that in the pre-show.
That's fine. I am well. I am, as I told you, I've had a busy fall. I was at the Philadelphia Author Fest and met lots of new readers, and I'm in the middle of writing a sequel, which I've never done before, and I'm here with you. I'm busy and excited
really
about this.
Though.
So it's just been a busy fall. And then, you know, it's going to be just, we're going to blink and Christmas Day will be here too. So.
Oh, don't say it. Don't say it.
Oh.
Are you, I mean, every year I aspire, I think this year I will be one of those people that's prepared, the house is decorated. Mm. It's going to be awesome. And then right about the end of November, it occurs to me that I've probably blown it. And
yeah,
it becomes that
happen.
Scramble. So
yeah, it's not going to happen.
Are you a planner?
I am a planner, and I get but I've really learned, especially with writing as much as I'm writing now, I just make decisions about what I'm going to do. And it's better for my mental health, which is better for everybody, I suppose. Ask my husband. He thinks it's better. You know, I know what I can do. I used to string 10,000 strands of lights and put up 500 yards of velvet Christmas ribbon. And, you know, I just don't do it anymore. I decorate the mantle, and I put out some treasured things, and I put up a tree. And that's it. You know,
if you don't have littles, I think that's honestly the way to go.
It is
better. I have to ask you though about this sequel because, I mean, you've only written standalones. Is that right, or what we would
that
call
is
single titles or
single? That is correct.
Single...
The first book is called Train Station Bride. It's a mail order bride book.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it years ago. It was the second book I put out, and you know, I just really, this is naive from an author just getting into this, into the self-publishing end of this, into any kind of publishing. I just had no idea that mail order brides would just, I mean, that's a trigger. I like them, but I just didn't realize that it's just really catnip for a lot of readers. And I was just astounded at the reception that book got, and it has continued to sell. That's 2.5 years. It's continued to sell very strong for me, and I have been hounded a little, but it's gone through my head about why can't we have a sequel to that book, you know? And I don't know why I resisted. It's an easy book. The heroine had two sisters, so it's an easy book to, in that sense. To build a new story on. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't do it till now, but I started writing it.
Because that's almost expect. Like for a long time, you couldn't sell a book in traditional publishing if it wasn't linked, if it wasn't a family or a series or you know, they wanted them in groups. And I think for self publishing, it was like, no, I can write what I want.
There really is some appeal to that. I mean, and it's still going on. And I get, I'm a reader. I love to have, you know, a group of stories. I get it, but I don't read them constantly. And I can go back between standalones and find a nice, you know, group of books to read. But I don't have to. I don't have to read them all the time, but that's just me. I know that some folks really, really, that's really all they want to read, but it's not all I can write. You know, it is, I have pictures in my head of who I'm going to write about. I don't know where they come from, and most of the time they're just not related to another book that I've already written. So
no,
I go with the character I have.
I've talked to other authors about this, and I think when it's forced, it shows. Like you can see, and I'm not going to name any names, but you can see when a series is running a little thin, where you feel that author you know, is like, oh.
Do I have to do this again? I know. I've talked to people too,
family.
People just go like, oh my gosh, I just, you know, I'm not there yet, but I am writing the sequel, and I will probably write the other sister. This is kind of an odd thing, but part of the reason I didn't start the sequel to this book is because the sister that I wanted to do is not a pleasant person in the original book. She just isn't. But she has so much story, and she was she's just a very interesting character to me, and she has stuck in my head. But, of course, everybody wanted me to write the younger kind of pleasant, you know, nice sister. You know, she just wasn't talking to me. I'm listening to the older sister. Her name is Jolene, and she just she's not a pleasant person in the first book. But there's some reasons for it, and I think readers are going to like her story.
And growth is what it's all about for some, you know, story arcs. And I think pulling somebody out. And you have to – the great thing about self-publishing, about indie publishing, is that you really can listen to that inner voice that says, this is the next story.
Yes.
You asked for it. You got it. Here we go. But it's not necessarily what readers thought they were – but they're going to fall in love with it.
You hope that. I had probably one of the nicest compliments I ever had, a big reviewer. You know, when I first started, and I still do to some degree, but when I first started, I just sat down at night and I looked for blogs that, you know, reviewed my type of work, and I would send them an email, and I just did, you know, I tried to do 3 or 4 a night or find groups, and I found a lady, and I knew, I thought, oh, she'll never review my books. She really only does much bigger authors, and she ended up reviewing one of my books. It's called Reconstructing Jackson. It's a Civil War. So it's a story about a man who loses his leg in the Civil War, and he's a Confederate officer, and he moves west to start over again. And she liked the story a lot. She loved the story, and she wrote a lengthy review, and she was wonderful about it.
Wow.
But one of the things that she said was, I don't often read self-published books. She said, just because sometimes there's issues with editing and whatever. She said, I didn't find that here, and I had seen some other good reviews of it. But she said, the thing that kept me, that really got me in this book, is that the author took chances that a publishing house would not have allowed her to take. And I thought, oh, yes. She gets it. I can write the story that the character tells me, and nobody can say, oh no, you have to have it has to be a Christmas story, or it has to be, there has to be a secret baby, or
whatever
it is.
I mean, I haven't. I've avoided that. But yes, there's always, there are things put on you from traditional publishing, and the reader doesn't realize it, but it's like, no, I really wouldn't have. But self-publishing really,
it opens
for better
up
or
those,
worse, allows
for, and
many,
it is for better or worse.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Allows many writers to sort of write off the reins, you know, without any bridle, I guess.
Right.
And if you're
right.
talented, I think that can be a miraculous thing to watch it unfold.
Well, in that particular book, I think that it wouldn't have been that book, and that story would have never been. I would have never been able to sell that to a traditional publisher.
No, they don't like amputees. So. It's really tough to sell disabilities.
It is. And this book continues.
They really fight it.
They do, and this book continues to get very high ratings, and continues just to be. It's a bit of a sad story. There's a lot of drama in it. There's some violence that you don't usually see in a romance. But this was Reconstruction. You know, our country was, you know, things work.
Yeah.
Things work like perfect. Let's, you know. And
it was a little rough around the edges,
and people had lost family on both sides, and there was just change. It was just that huge hump of change. I mean, there had to be 20 years or 30 years until that generation softened or forgot, or you know what I mean? But it was so in their psyche at that time.
Oh, it was
bitter.
It was too close.
It was so
the
bitter.
It was
too
close.
Yeah.
And I always, I don't know, it's such a painful edge to write on. And I love that you chose it. I think you're one of the bravest authors. I think talent, I mean, you are so talented, but I think courage is something that you just can't fake it. And you are such a courageous writer. I love the choices that you make. And
That's very nice of you.
Well, you know, me.
Yeah.
You know, no, it just gives her. Oh, we're on the radio. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We're not just talking.
I forget. You're just one of those people. When I'm sitting with you, when I see you at conferences, or if I get to hang out with you for a few minutes, it just always feels immediately, you know, just like such a great connection, and you're just always so, so fun to talk to. Thank you.
It's really nice to get on here and talk to your folks.
Anything you want to plug real quick? Because I always forget to do this. I have a radio show and then I forget to plug. And hey, everybody, it's hollybushbooks.com. Okay?
That's right. Hollybushbooks.com. Same on Twitter, @HollyBushBooks if you're on Twitter. I went a different direction this last book. I wrote a women's fiction, and I will be writing. I have a follow up that will be coming out probably in the summer of next year. It's called Red, White, and Screwed. And I love
that title. It was so naughty and fun.
And it's really not that naughty of a book, but it is.
No,
it's a fun.
It's a comedy.
It's a fun,
I like it. That, it sounds
it's a comedy.
Funny.
It is
out.
A comedy. So it's about a woman, and I think a lot of us can relate to her. She is raising teenagers. She has aging parents with some health issues. She has an ex-husband that's a real pain in the butt. And she's got a crazy work life, you know, like, woo, kind of work life. And she meets a guy, you know, and is she I mean, you know, you know the points in your life where you're like, I just can't do one more thing. And,
and
this is about
Mr.
Glenda.
Wonderful. And you're like, oh.
So this is about Glenda getting her groove back, I guess. So,
I love the fun that, you know, it just looks adorable. I mean, I'm gonna just just looks fun, and I love, again, with self-publishing, I love that you just took a deep breath, gave yourself a chance to take a break, right?
Yep.
From the historical romance.
Yep.
Just, you know, right with you. I'm kind of doing the same thing, but it's like, I just love that I'm not alone out there.
No, you're not. And, you know, people said, didn't you change your name? And I'm like, oh, you know what? I have too much trouble with what I have now. I can't do another name.
No more passwords. I'm at my limit for secret identity.
Yeah, I really
people.
Do.
I'm all done. Mama, all done. So,
yep.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've got like a minute left. So, all right, everybody. Red, White, and Screwed. Now, there's links to that on Holly's website. So if you go under books, you can see not only the historicals that we've been talking about, but also Red, White, and Screwed, which just looks your covers are just really nice.
Jenny Tony Quinlan at Historical Editorial does those for me, and I think she just really does a great job.
I'm
just real pleased with her. She searches and searches, and I drive her crazy because she'll bring up, you know, I'll say, oh, I want this kind of model. And then she'll find me like three of them, and I'll go, oh, Jenny, they're just not exactly what I want. And I can almost see in the tone of, okay. And then she'll come back with more like, God bless her. Because
you
unfortunately.
Get three passes and you're done.
Usually. She's very good to me. God bless her.
Oh, my God.
Like
all right. Well, good night, everybody. This was so much fun. Holly, thank you so much. And everybody,
thank
we'll
you.
See you
hey,
next
thanks
Tuesday.
Thanks for having me.
for more of the Romance Bookmark. You're a joy. Okay, everybody, good night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.